Psalm 143 continues the same theme as Psalm 142 when David is in the cave. You'd remember he was on the run from Saul, and him and his men went into a very deep cave and hid deep in the cave. And then Saul and his men come and spend the night in the mouth of the cave. And there's David realizing what has happened, his men creeping forward to just peek round the corner, as it were, and think, oh, hang, this is Saul and all his guys. There's loads of them. We're never going to fight our way out of this. And so he says, verse 9, deliver me, Yahweh, from my enemies. He was put in a position where he could only call upon God. He was thrown upon God's grace. And this is exactly what happens to us in our lives, that we have to meet those no exit situations so that we might trust in him alone. I flee to you to hide me. Well, I think he may be realizing that he had fled to the cave as a refuge, but now he realizes, well, that didn't work, did it? So I flee to you. And you see that in Psalm 142, which, as I say, is all in the same context, where he says, you, Yahweh, are my refuge. And I think the stress is on you. And so it is that often our human forms of refuge fail us and actually turn into a huge trap so that we might totally come to God. That insurance policy, that pension scheme fails. And what you thought was going to be your human salvation, as it were, your human refuge, doesn't work out. So that you might throw yourself totally upon God. This is why these kind of things happen. So he sees himself as fleeing to God. This is actually a very strong theme of the Psalms that he wrote when he was in the wilderness being hunted by Saul. Psalm 63, my soul follows hard after you. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. This is Psalm 40, talking about Saul, of course. Let all those that seek you rejoice. So he feels that he's being chased by Saul, but he is fleeing not simply from Saul, but to God. Deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies, from whom he's running away. This is what we've just read. I flee unto you to hide me. I flee to you for my refuge. So he looks at the push factors. This is Saul chasing him and being obsessed with him. And he sees that this is actually driving me to flee to God. So we shouldn't be living life on the back foot, all the time responding to negative situations. Oh, you know, I need to get more money coming in because I've got this problem on my case, or I've got that problem and I need to do this and I need to do that. This sort of negative attitude. Instead, we see these things as leading me to God. And there needs to be then a very strong sense of direction in our lives, that all the negative stuff, the push factors, are actually pulling me toward God. And in an overall sense, that is, I think, why there is ultimately meaning to event in our lives. You cannot specifically decide that, you know, this event means that. But from a bird's eye perspective, the push factors should be leading you to God. As he says, I'm being chased by my enemies, and I am fleeing, but I am fleeing to God. He was running from Saul, but not just running from Saul for the sake of it, but fleeing to God. That's important, as I say, to understand, because everybody in life has these push factors, these issues that come up, and the unbeliever will spend their life trying to just get away from them. Oh, yeah, a relationship breaks up. Oh, yeah, I'm getting out of here. Oh, I can't stand living in this particular apartment, noisy neighbours, difficult neighbours, blah, blah. I'm getting out of here. I need more money to deal with this issue, that issue. Well, I better do some more hours at work. I better retrain and get a better job or whatever. Life is lived reactively. There's this issue. It's a problem-based attitude to life. There's a problem, so therefore I will distance myself from it and seek to extricate myself from it. This is, you know, just the natural way to live life. But for the believer, those push factors are pulling you towards God. Those push factors are part of the journey. They're part of the propulsion, if you wish, on the journey. So he keeps on saying, I'm fleeing from Saul, sure, but I am fleeing to God. Now that can get you in odd places, like it did with David inside the cave, with Saul and his men camped in the mouth of the cave. But as he says in Psalm 142, which as I said is also in this context of the cave, he says, but you knew my path. In other words, that crisis situation that seemed a dead end, stuck inside the cave, was actually part of his path. It was part of the journey. Now, that's, of course, very hard for us to understand at the point when these things happen. But that is ultimately so. Verse 10, your spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness. Or the RV margin, let your good spirit lead me in the plain country. So there he was in the cave, in the darkness of that cave, absolutely constricted with Saul and his men sleeping in the mouth of the cave, no way out, no light. And yet he dreams of the time when he shall be in the open country, led by God's good spirit. And I think that may be a reference to the angel. God makes his angels spirits. It may be a reference to the angel that led Israel in the wilderness, in the open land. And he's realizing that even though at this point I'm totally constricted, as he says in Psalm 142, you knew my path. He looks back and says, yep, this was part of the path. And he knows that ultimately God's Spirit will lead him in the plain country, in the open country. Not anymore in the cave, but that was part of his path. And those times of constriction, those times of dead end, may appear to go on for some years or for a significant part of our lives in some aspects, and yet this is the perspective of faith, that I am ultimately being led. This is not a dead end, it is part of the path, it is part of the journey. And it may be that you are absolutely constrained financially. It may be you are constrained by having to care for parents, sick children, struggling financially. Everything seems absolutely dead-ended. And so it is, in a sense, like David was in the cave and it was a dead end. There was no way out. But you knew my path. This was part of the path. And as he says here in Psalm 143, verse 10, your good spirit will lead me in the open country, that in the end this too shall pass. And ultimately, the promise of the kingdom of God is of ultimate and radical freedom, when we are no longer servants, but we are friends, we are absolutely free spirits, as it were. And for freedom, Christ has set us free, as Paul says.